Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Vav, 336. As we continue in Parshas Bahar, today we have a little break from the mitzvahs related to Shemitah and Yovel. Those are the first 10 in the Parsha. But now, within the context, we're not finished with Yovel yet. There's still going to be related mitzvahs in terms of lands returning to their proper owner, as we will get to in a couple of days in Shin Lamed Tes, that lands aren't allowed to be sold forever, and Yovel they go back. But first, we have a couple of mitzvahs related to Dine Mamonis. Today's mitzvah, interestingly, according to the Chinuch, according to the Rambam, is not a mitzvah asay or los asay per se, but it's just a mitzvah to go in the way of a certain area of halacha, to follow laws of kinyanim. That's basically the mitzvah today. As the Pasuk says, it's not even in a command tzivui, in a command lashon. In Bahar, we had a couple of these in Mishpatim. In Parsha Mishpatim, there was a mitzvah of toin v'nitan. There was a mitzvah, the Dalet Shomrim each had a mitzvah, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar. It's a mitzvah to say to be a Shomer Chinam? No. If one is in this situation, so then following these laws of being a Shomer Chinam is a mitzvah to say. So that once it's situational, following the laws of the system in certain areas. Toin v'nitan we had shomrim, we had all different. This is another one that goes in that category. The pasuk says, "V'chisim kru memkar la'misecha." If somebody sells something to their friend, "O kano mi'ad misecha," or buy something. So that already is the mitzvah. The second half of the pasuk is, "Al tonu ishes achim." Don't rip your friend off. So that'll be better than the next mitzvah about ona'as mamon, ona'as dvarim. But in terms of today's mitzvah, the first half of the pasuk, what is assumed in the first half of the pasuk, and that is kinyanim. To follow the laws of kinyanim is the mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam seems to say, or at least by way of omission, the Rambam does not say specifically that this is a mitzvah upon Beis Din. The Rambam in mitzvah Reish Mem Hei, Mitzvah 245, that's the fourth to last mitzvah in the Rambam's count of 248. The Rambam says, Shetzivanu b'din mekach u'memkar. We are commanded in the mekach u'memkar. Rotzolomar ha'panim asher bayit kayim ha'mecha b'in ha'mocher v'akone. Buyers and sellers. Buyers and sellers are included in this mitzvah. The Chinuch is clear that he thinks this mitzvah is upon Beis Din to make sure that people follow these laws, as he will say explicitly. Let's see the Chinuch. Shenadin b'din mekach u'memkar. We are commanded to have transactions work based on what the Torah commands. Klomar, sheyesh studin, sheyesh kayem ha-mechar, ben ha-mocher lokeh, ve'yishan she'elokiyim. Some kinyanim work, some kinyanim don't work. V'hu chova aleinu ladun b'neim, kibitzas ha-Torah. And we have to follow halacha in terms of which kinyanim would work, which would not. V'yaf al-pi shebo mitzvah zacheru zalzeh. And says the Chinuch, even though there are more, there are general mitzvos that this also falls under the rubric. If you look at Mishpatim and Mitzvah Nun Ches, that's what I just referred to. Mitzvah of Toin V'nitan, Beis Din's responsibility to take care of claims between two people. So this is part of claims, but the Chinuch says there's a specific one relating to buying and selling. Whenever you have any argument, there's a mitzvah say for Beis Din to get involved and to make the peace. And mekach u'memkar, business, buying and selling, is included. But there's a special mitzvah out of the 613, miyuchad, for transactions, mebneishu davar tmidi el abrios, because this is something that's always comes up. People do this all the time. People buy and sell. Sheyefshal lebnei adam lichios. I feel your mechazulaso. You can't go one day without having to have some type of transaction with your friend in terms of food, in terms of clothing, in terms of anything, in terms of doing business. Transactions happen all the time. Says the Chinuch, because it is so common, therefore the Torah must emphasize it. And he says that's similar to other ideas. When the Torah wants to emphasize something that is common, it makes a specific mitzvah about it, or it repeats it over and over again. Says the Chinuch, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, the Chinuch counted 44 places where the Torah mentions Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it wants to emphasize it. Molech, a specific type of Avodah Zarah, gets its own mitzvah. It must have been so common in the earlier days. Shabbos is mentioned 12 times, he says in the Torah. And even some malachos are emphasized in the Torah. Why? Because this is something that is common, and the Torah wants to emphasize to us that we must follow what the Torah prescribes to do. Interestingly, in these first two paragraphs, the Chinuch does not quote a pasuk. It's one of those few times, I think we've had two of them already, two or three of them, where we have a mitzvah that's not based on a specific pasuk. The Rambam says it's based on the first half of our pasuk. It's a given. When you do business, don't rip your friend off. But doing business is itself part, is the mitzvah of Mekach u'Memkar. The Chinuch doesn't even quote the pasuk. Interesting. And if you look in the footnote, right over here in the Minchas Chinuch, in the footnote, it quotes, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, yesterday was the Minchas Chinuch yard sign. I blew it. I forgot yesterday. Yesterday was Chaf Gimel Elul. So yesterday was the Minchas Chinuch yard sign. And we spent a lot of time yesterday on the Minchas Chinuch, on all the mitzvahs, on all those comments, Shin Lamed Hey, L'Zeich and Nishmaso, but we are within the week. So that's why I told them to mention, yesterday was the Minchas Chinuch yard sign, today is the Chafetz Chaim's yard sign, but we continue. Anyway, in the footnotes here, he quotes, many times he'll quote where the Rambam is that talks about this mitzvah, which halacha of the Rambam. But here, it's amazing. Look what he says about the Rambam. Hilchas Mechira, Hilchas Chiyam Matan, Hilchas Shechenim, Hilchas Shluchim. Basically, the whole Sefer Kinyan talks about today's mitzvah. Again, a tremendous amount to talk about. We'll try to just mention a couple of the Kinyanim and some ideas that are related. But again, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah seems to be dealing with buyer and seller. Shorish Adinin Yadua, the root of this din is obvious. Everybody realizes that you have to have a system of buying and selling in order to have a functioning society. Skip for a moment, just to show you where the Chinuch is different than the Rambam somewhat. If you look all the way at the end of the mitzvah, all the way at the end, the last paragraph of Shin Lamed Vav, says the Chinuch would put this on the list of mitzvahs that are not incumbent upon a yachid. When two people get together and fulfill kinyanim halachically, and they do kinyan mishicha agbah, whatever it is, according to the Rambam, it sounds like they fulfill the mitzvahs asay. They follow the law. The Chinuch does not hold that way. First of all, it's only to males. What, women can't make kinyanim? Of course women can make kinyanim. But the Chinuch is limiting the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not upon individuals. It's only upon males. Ki lahem la'asos din. Because they're the ones that perform judgment. U'bezdin overall zeh. And bezdin, who transgresses this, v'don, bein mocher v'lokeach shalo k'din, shetziv sal zeh, if they don't follow the din that the Torah explained, bitel aseh, to bitel aseh, zulasi yamasa kemidashvim, unless the two parties involved agree that we want to go by these rules. Okay, you could do that. They could agree to any type of condition that they want. But if they want to follow the conditions of the Torah, and the bezdin does not follow, so then the bezdin is mevatel nasei. So according to the Chinuch, this is a mitzvah upon bezdin. According to the Rambam, lav davka upon bezdin. Gaonim, Rav Sadia Gaon, the Bahag, don't even count this as a mitzvah. This isn't a mitzvah. This is just following the Torah, halacha. So not every area of halacha is a mitzvah, as we know. But this is the discussion of the Monia mitzvahs. Okay, let's go back now to talk about some of the kinyanim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, midini mitzvah. Depending on the item, as we know from Maseches Kiddushin and Baba Metzia and Baba Basra, depending on the item, that will determine what type of kinyan it is subject to. Karkaos and Avadim are nikna, or how do you acquire land? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. You pay for it, you give over the deed, or you do a kinyan chazaka. You do a physical action related to the land. Same thing with Avadim. What about Metaltalin? What about this? What about marriage? All different types of kinyanim. Every one reflects its own its own requirements are needed for each chefsa. There is an idea that is said by many, many achronim, and that is, what's the root of a kinyan? What's the root of a kinyan? Why does Metaltzelin have a kinyan hagbah, lifting it up? And Karka has a kinyan, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Or this Avadim have this kinyan. And elephants have this kinyan. And everything has different kinyanim. Why? Why is it? Why are there so many different kinyanim? So many achronim say two words. Horaz bailus. All kinyanim at root, or a lot of them, are a reflection of what an owner would do. If you act like an owner, so then that itself means that you are the owner. If you lift something up, usually owners pick things up, right? Owners pull things. Owners dig in their field. Owners, you know, that's most kinyanim. Again, paying money for something, that's not haraz bailas. That's paid for it, then you're going to get it. You might have to do a pulling, a mashicha. But that is what many kinyanim are about, haraz bailas. And that's how Achronim explained two Rambams. The Rambam says, this just as an example, again, there are many rias to this. Kinyanim is a huge discussion. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, you need svarim, many svarim written to explain kinyanim, as there are many svarim out there. But for example, just wondering that the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchas Mechira, Haisa Karka, Tzachich Tzela Sheinbo, Lo Gedev, Lo Partza, Ve'ina Basri. If you have a piece of land, How are you kona a piece of land? By spreading out your fruit on the land. If you're selling me a piece of land, I spread out my fruit to dry on the property. That is a kinyan chazaka. Oh, my mother's behema, or I put my animals in the field. That's what the Rambam says. A kinyan chazaka is putting your animals there or spreading out fruit. If you look a couple of prakim later, in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, in the second parak there, the Rambam talks about beis, if you buy halokeach karka mechaveir, of hechzik babachilas peroseh akana. If I buy a field for my friend, and I'm machzik, if I eat some fruit, or I spread some stuff there, that works. I'm kone. Aval benichse hefker, o nichse hager, afilu acha peros ilan kamashanam, lakone gofa ilan vol gufa karka, achiasa maise begufa aretz, o yavod avoda be'ilan. The Rambam says in the Hilchas Zechiya Matana, if you want to be kone nichse hefker, doing something next to the land, on top of the land, spreading out your fruit, eating from the fruit of field, that's not good enough. You have to do what he calls a maisa begufa karka. You have to dig. You have to put a fence in the field. Ask the Achronim why. What's the difference between Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Design, and here? So they explain, if somebody is selling it to you or giving it to you and then you do the act of spreading your fruit, that's a haraz bialis. It used to belong to so-and-so. I spread my fruit. You don't need a maisa begufa karka. This is good enough. But if you're trying to acquire ownerless property, so you have to do more to show that you're an owner. Spreading out your fruit? No, that's not good enough. That's not a haraz bialis enough because there's nobody pushing it into your rishus. So that's why you would need more, even though it's both land. That's an example where you see Haraz Bailos come up. If you want to see, if you look in the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Baba Basra, he has a Sefer on a couple of Masechtas, Baba Basra, Git in Makas Shabbos. So in Baba Basra, Simon Membeis, be Yesod Torah's Kinyanim. So he has four Yesodos. Four, all Kinyanim, he says, can be broken down into four categories. The root of all Kinyanim can be broken into four categories. One of them is what we just said. That's not the first one he says, but Hafganas Bailos. An expression of bilus. That's one. But his other ideas are tumura. Tumura means switching. And chalipin, what do you would call a substitute. Some type of barter. That's the word I'm looking for. A barter. I give you money, you give me the item. I give you A, you give me B. Any type of barter. I give you a shtar, you give... might fall into this, might not. Depending what type of shtar. But tumura is number one. Number two is rishus. The fact that something is in my rishus means I'm the owner. That's Kinyan Chatzer. That's Kinyan Dalet Amos. If it's in my yard, if it's within my four Amos, if it's in my hand, so that could be Haraz Bailus, but that also could be Rishus. Something that's in my Rishus means that I'm the Bailum. So you have Tamura, you have Rishus, you have Raya. If I have proof, if I have a star that says that this field belongs to me. So that deed is a Kinyan to me. It's Niknet to me. If you give me over the deed, Raya. If I could prove, and number four is Haraz Bailos. He goes those three, he puts all types of kinyanim into those four categories. Okay? Good. There is a big discussion, the Minchas Chinuch here, the Chinuch, we're going to read in a minute, goes through each of the kinyanim, which we'll talk about, and the Minchas Chinuch does as well. But by each kinyan, the Minchas Chinuch discusses what works by a non-Jew. Machlokos Rishonim, by many of the kinyanim, what works by a non-Jew, what doesn't. For example, he says here by Shtar, in Os, in Osa Bays over here. He says, Kinyan Star, Eino Noig Bagai. And then he says earlier, Kinyan Kesef, maybe works by a guy. But do you need a Pruta? Do you not need a Pruta? So there are big discussions in the Rishonim about each Kinyan. If you want to look at a summary of what works, you can look in Hilchas Pesach. Because there, that's where the Poskim will have to really figure it out Lamaisa. Because when we sell our Chametz to a non-Jew, what do? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Simen Tav Mem Ches, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, that's where the Mishnah Berurah summarizes Lamaisa, which kinyanim work by a guy and which do not. Taf mem chesif yuzayin. Ubeiza kinyanim kona ha'akum. Yesh bazet deyaz bin aposkim. Yesh misha omer de kinyanim shalakim ukesef dafka. Some say, no, only money. That's the only kinyan that works with a non-Jew, money. That's what Rashi says. Ve'yesh omrim she'in ha'akim kona ela b'mishicha l'rshusa. Oba hagba. No. Others say that, no, a guy only is kona if he physically moves it. That's Rabbeinu Tam. He has to pull it, he has to pick it up. V'yesha kasvu, and others say no, other kinyan work by Akim. Like kinyan agav, or kinyan chatzir, or kinyan chalipin. All of them, different days. V'yesha mefakbekim b'kinyan amelu. V'vomim delo matzino kinyan amelu rak v'yisrael. Some say no kinyan works by a guy. Olin yimdina, lechadchila, what do we do? We do all of them. When we sell chametz to a non-Jew, we do all the kinyanim just to be safe. Because we're worried about bal yirah b'yimatzei and at least Mishicha. So we give the, we do kinyan shtar, we give the guy a shtar, and we pay for it, and we lease him the place where the chametz is. So we do chatzer, and we give him a handshake. We do kinyan situmta, which is whatever's agreed upon by the society. We do all the kinyanim, because there are so many machlokos about which kinyanim work with a guy, and which do not. Why would it be limited? Aren't kinyanim logical, as we just explained? The problem is our pasuk. V'chisim kru memkar la'amisecha. Okano miad amisecha. So amisecha is halachically a Jew, and that's why you have these issues. Okay, let's continue. Says the chinuch in the next paragraph. Ve'ein safek ki elu hakinios kulan mitakanes chachamim heim. All the details of kinyanim, says the chinuch, are drabanan. Ve'hiviu aksuvim lismoch behem devrayim. And the psukim are brought as an asmachta. The kinyanim that were later to be revealed by the chachamim were already hidden in the psukim. Even though the psukim weren't really meant to teach us those, they're learned from them. So this paragraph is controversial for two reasons. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch says, most kinyanim are derabanan? Learned that from Asmachtis? No, they're not. The Minchas Chinuch later on, the Minchas Chinuch all the way at the end, in Os Yud Beis, he can't believe what the Chinuch said. He said, no! Most Kinyanim are Daraisa. He says, Rachma Shagazah Machaber Kol Kinyanim Takanis? Eine Yodea Minaleze, in Os Yud Beis at the end. He says, I don't know what he's talking about here. De Be'emes Nire, De Kola Kinyanim Shebiyar Mahimin HaTorah, Din Torah Mamish Lahem. It's Mefurish in Daraisa. Chazal are trying to figure out what the Torah meant. But lo reisi the Rambam. I didn't see the Rambam or other post can mention this. The Rabbanan. Okay, there are some kinyanim that are learned out from a chalip and is learned out from a pasuk in Rus and others. And the Gemara says kinyan dal ramos and kinyan maimit shlashton. Right, there are kinyanim that are explicitly drabanan. But meshicha and hagbah and chatzer, they're based on psukim. Who says they're drabanan? Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch cannot fathom why the Chinuch would say that they are Durabanan. Number one. Number two, the other point is that the Chinuch is taking a stand on how to understand the Katab of Asmachta. We actually just mentioned this in the Dafyomi this morning. How do you understand Asmachta? The Chinuch is assuming, when the Gemara says Asmachta, what does that mean? The Torah really did not have this in mind. But the Chachamim are finding hints to what they said in the Torah, but not that the Hashem had this in mind originally. That is a view of the Chinuch. That is a view of the Kuzari. The Kuzari in, here it is, the Kuzari in Maimer Shlishi, Simenai and Gimel, he says, what, you're going to tell me, Chazal learned out the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach based on a pasuk by Adam HaRishon. What, Adam HaRishon, really, Hashem wanted him to do that? Wanted, Shena Simen Ladavar, he says, Ma Rava Merchak, Bein HaYinyonim HaElo, Bein HaPasuk HaZeh. The pasuk says, don't eat from the tree. So, from that pasuk, from every word, we learn out one of the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, that's what Hashem was telling Adam. At that stage of history, no, there was one mitzvah. Don't eat from the tree. So he says, Asmachta is just a way where the Chazal wanted to find hints to the Torah Shebaal Peh in the Torah Shebichsav, but not that it really meant that. That is the Kuzari, and that is beautifully expressed, if you want to look it up, in the Maritz Chayis, in his Mavola Talmud and Perek Aleph. Okay, there's a big piece about it, not for now. But other Rishonim are very against this. The Ritva, this is probably the most well-known source about Asnachta, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, takes this sheet at the task. He says, Chas v'shalom! That's his Lashon. He says, Chas v'shalom! Asnachta means Hashem meant this, and he had this in mind. It's just that he didn't want to obligate it explicitly in the Torah. He wanted to give the Rabbanon the flexibility to be able to figure it out themselves. But don't think this is not what Hashem wanted. Hashem Dafka wanted this, but he just left it open to be Drabbanon. Again, this is a very important machlokas, how to understand Asmachta in general. Okay, getting back to our issues, the Chinuch just goes through every different kinyan. Goes through every kinyan. He goes through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka to start. Then he goes through Kinyan Mesira. What is Kinyan Mesira? The Kinyan of giving something over. The Chinuch notes, Kinyan Mesira is usually done by items that cannot be lifted or pulled. For example, a boat. How are you kona a boat? Right? You give over the reins. You give over the rope and that's holding the boat. An elephant. How are you kona an elephant? It's like Gemara talks about maybe put reeds under the elephant's feet and then have the elephant walk on it. Okay, but giving over the reins. Right, anything large, how do you do that? So, if it's a building, you can have a shtar. But a big animal or a boat, so then you could give over something that symbolizes the item. Meshicha. Meshicha is pulling the animal. The chinuch goes through that. There are different details. Mesira, Meshicha, where do they work? Meshicha works, the chinuch says, in a simta, in a semi-rishus hayachid. Not a complete rishus hayachid, but not totally a public place. Various kinyonim work in various places. Kinyon hagbah, lifting something up, that can work anywhere, because you picked it up in your hands. So the chinuch says hagbah can work anywhere. Chalipin, let's talk about chalipin for 2 minutes. Kinyon chalipin, there are two types of kinyon chalipin. There's literally, chalipin means barter. So chalipin can mean, right, tit for tat, I give you money, and you give, or that might be kinyon kesef, I give you a book, and you give me an apple, right? So whatever, kinyon chalipin, that's one type of barter. Or the other type of kinyon chalipin is what we're used to bizman hazeh. What we're used to bizman hazeh, what happens at a chazan's tish? What happens when a person makes the rabbi a shliach to sell their chametz? What do? They lift up a pen. They lift up a handkerchief. So what is that? You mean kona something there? So that's called chalipin. What does that mean? The Rambam writes in Ilchas Mechira, kinyan chalipin many times is not needed to be done, and it doesn't accomplish anything. But what it does is gemiras da'as. It concretizes a person's seriousness to the situation. So when a chassan is mechayiv himself in the ksuba obligations at the chassan's tish, when is it going to kick in? When the Edom signed it, Edom going to sign it, he's going to give it to the Kala. What's the chalipin for? That's a concretization of his das. It shows that he's very serious in what's being done. And that's what our rabbi says when he tells the balabas to lift up the pen, to lift up the handkerchief. Why? Because that's an expression of Gemira's das. That is what many achronim say. Reb Soloveitchik writes about this a lot. And that's the message of chalipin. And that's why chalipin is different than many other kinyanim in certain requirements of kinyanim. Other kinyanim have a maisa that's involved, a maisa kinyan. Chalipin is more focused on the das, the gemira's das. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, how long do you have after a kinyan to retract? How long do you have? So by a regular kinyan, a hagbah, b'shicha, any of those, you have tokadei dibur, a few seconds. That's it, like we know tokadei dibur from other areas of halacha. By chalipin, you have more. As long as you're asukin ba'uso inyan, as long as you're involved in the kinyan, you know you're involved in what's going on. So why is that? Because there is no focus of a maisa kinyan by chalipin. It's all about the gemira's das. It's all about the concretization of the das of a person. Again, this is a huge topic, chalipin, but this is just getting our feet a little wet regarding that kinyan. Okay, and also the chinuch talks about chalipin a little later on. Chalipin, interestingly, works for anything. Chalipin works for metaltolin, it works for karka, it works for mecher, it works for matana. It's the most universal kinyan, the chinuch says. Why? Because it's not focused on a specific action. It's focused on just the gemiras das of the people involved. Again, this is just a little bit about chalipin. There's a lot more here. There's about what about a kinyan on a davar shelo bala olam, a kinyan about something that's not here yet. The Rishonim discusses in Parshas Toldos, how did Yaakov sell the Bechora to Esav? It didn't exist yet. How do you sell something that doesn't exist? The Davar Shelo Bala Olam, the Arachayim HaKadosh there, discussed this at length. The halachas of the need to sell to your neighbor before you sell to somebody else. The Dinim of Dina de Bar Mitzvah, discussed at the end of Maseches Bar Mitzvah. So again, this is all this part of this mitzvah. Interestingly, the Chinuch usually says, and if you want to know more, look in Maseches blank. At the end of this mitzvah, he says, if you want to know more, look in Perak Rishon Mikidushin, Perak Revi Shmini Vichib Mi Bamitsiya, Perak Shlishi Revi Hamishi Shishi Vishri Mi Vavavasra. So it's a mitzvah that takes a lot of area in Shas. Either way, this is the mitzvah about dealing properly with Kinyanim. B'ez Hashem, next time we get to Isurim of ripping people off, Mekach Omemkar, and the Isur of insulting people, the Isur of Ona'as Devarim, as we will see. Okay, we will stop here.